Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live special number 208, recorded October 16th, 2014. Apple's October 2014 announcement. Leo Laporte here. Mike Elgin, Sarah Lane will join us. Andy Iannacco is on the horn from his home. He's not at the Apple event. Renee Ritchie is. Kevin Toefel is. Perhaps we'll hear from them a little later on. Hi, Andy.
Hello, Leo.
Thank you for joining us.
It's nice to be attending one of these events where I've got like a real keyboard in front of me, and I've got a beverage, and you know, this is I'm saying that there are pluses to both ways of covering.
Absolutely. It's like going to a Super Bowl game. You get the excitement and the fun of being in the stands, but you really can't see the game very well. Certainly not as well as you can see it at home. And we'll see the game live. Apple is streaming it this time again. And I think we decided that they had to, because if they didn't, it would look like capitulation and after their last stream failure.
Of course, you need to be running Safari on Mac
as always,
or iOS, but our stream is universally available.
There's also, they added it at midnight tonight, an Apple TV channel for Apple events. Yeah. So the real question is, we've heard the tagline. We'll go to the event as soon as they go live, but we've heard the tagline. What was it in the invitation? It's been way too long. And
teenage speak almost.
Sarah Lane has arrived.
It's been totally too long.
We're live now, Sarah. We speculated on TWiT. In fact, Neil Patel was adamant of The Verge that he believed it was new Macs. And I think Mark Gurman at 9 to 5 Mac confirmed that with a tweet saying, you notice the little bit of the logo they're showing on the invitation looks the same as the 30-year Macintosh announcement.
Yep. And we saw a picture of Steve Jobs in the hallway going into the event with an original Mac.
Yeah, it's his bow tie Mac announcement. On the other hand,
I can't remember what the decor was like last year, but there was already historical photos like that in there.
Yeah, that may not mean anything.
Okay.
Yeah. On the other hand, what has truly been way too long is the Apple TV.
Right.
And you thought, because of some announcements today, that may be what we're going to see. Tell us about it.
It wasn't my original idea, but I saw it flying around with some people that I respect on Twitter, which is that the fact that the HBO announced a video on demand service, and then today,
minus your cable company.
Exactly. You don't need a subscription. And
And CBS followed that up the very next day, which are both announcements that don't make 100% sense in and of themselves. And they invite derisive laughter. Oh, great. People are going to spend $6 a month for something they get for free. But if it becomes part of an Apple TV package, well, exactly. Maybe that's not quite so silly.
And somebody told me, he said, and he sounded like he was, I won't say his name, but it's somebody who's fairly well connected. And it sounded like he knew something that he believed by the next few months of next year, by Q2 next year, apps would come to Apple TV. May be this is the announcement.
Yep.
It may not be till next year, but it may be the announcement. And I think HomeKit would make sense, because you get HomeKit. We know that HomeKit is in some of the software for Apple TV, you know, kind of hidden.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to add some hardware, perhaps, to support the Zigbee or whatever standard they're going to support. But also, it would make a lot of sense for CBS and HBO to say, hey, we're going to go it on our own with apps, if they knew that Apple today were going to say, we're going to have apps, and these apps will be big content providers like CBS and HBO. They want to say that preemptively. They don't want to look like Apple is scooping them.
And guess what? Even Amazon came out with a TV offering. Google yesterday announced its Nexus TV. So, you know, for Apple to go as long as they've gone without any peep about Apple TV, and then to have an event like this without mentioning it again seems almost impossible.
But the really big deal wouldn't so much be apps. It would be the ability to put something on an Apple TV without having to come up with this really huge deal with Apple, without having to require Apple to push your app to all these devices, simply make it an option, just like on Roku, where if you want the Lifetime TV app, you simply go to the store and you download the free, or you select the free Lifetime TV app.
Expanding continuity, in other words. Yep. Kind of. Yes? Handoff.
That would also be a positive. That was one of the big deals that Google was talking about with Android. Both Android and Microsoft have said that we want to create a seamless phone to tablet to desktop experience. And that's going to have to, if they pull this off, this is something that Apple's going to have to pull off as well. And the ability to use that big, big, huge honking screen that's in everybody's living room is going to be a big plus for continuity.
And if you're talking about apps, you're talking about games. And Apple games on the TV screen is going to be huge.
We'll remind you, as we do each time we do these live events, that Apple has its own live stream at apple.com/live. That stream will be minus our commentary, so no need to complain. If you don't want to hear us, go to apple.com/live. What you're going to get here is some of the Apple stream with our commentary on top of it, and that's our value add for the day. But if you don't like it, no need to complain. Just go to apple.com/live. Apple's going to do the live blog again. You see they have the video there, but they also I don't see the live blog. Maybe they're not going to do that.
Have we agreed that if our stream is behind what the live blogs are posting, that we won't?
We can say
jump
can say
on it.
We can jump on it. Right. Sure.
Because I've done that in the past.
Follow the Twitter.
You know, I don't actually
follow the Twitter.
Hear myself. I don't know if this is turned all the way down or not. Yeah, I don't. No, that's better. Thank you.
We're still waiting. It is after 10 now, and Apple has a big copyright logo saying don't replay this. But
They're waiting for the translator from Macau to be ready.
Yes, and the truck schedule is still...
We're joking around about Apple TV and other things, but of course we do know this is going to be an iPad event. That's really what probably its main thrust will be. The Apple also will probably tell us when we can expect the new version of OS 10, 10.10 Yosemite. Yep. And we do expect Apple Pay will be kind of debuted. They said it would happen in October. Time to do it.
That's right.
We'd also saw a leaked internal memo from Walgreens saying that it would have Apple Pay up and running by Saturday. So now's the time if you're going to do it. It would also maybe explain the Thursday day for an event. We talked about this on the Mac Break Weekly, Andy. I don't think Apple's ever done a Thursday event, not in our memory anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember one.
Yeah. Looks like they've gone black. So, here we go. This sounds like...
Can you feel the excitement?
This sounds like a tape from another event. Perhaps the Mac launch? Oh, September 2014. I remember that. It's been way too long.
Yes, but...
That was last month. And here's the countdown. All over the world. They do this at each Apple store as they open at 8 a.m. local time. It's a good moment. We were at the Apple store in Santa Rosa for that last month. That was fun.
How many employees do you think were there?
Of ours?
Yeah.
Five?
Well, no. I mean, in the Santa Rosa.
Oh, quite a few. In fact, I have a video of it somewhere. They all line up as if they're a football team. There were at least 24.
I wonder how much... You know, what kind of pep talk they get beforehand. Like, if you don't look like you're having the best day of your life,
you are.
You're not going to be working here tomorrow. you never get the eye roll employee in the back.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. I don't know if they're not going to do the live blog. It looks like they're not. They're just, all they have embedded on their page is video at this point. So maybe Dan Rayburn was right that the problem with the feed last month, I don't think he was, but he said the problem was that it was embedded on a page with JSON and JavaScript running. Although there were problems on the Apple TV video, same problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody bought iPhones, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's time to buy something else.
We get it. You sold more than 18 of them. We're very proud of you. You're so much better than BlackBerry, aren't you?
You see what a small venue that is. There's Tim Cook taking the stage, Apple CEO.
Good morning. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this morning. It's been an incredible year and tremendously busy already, but we've got a few more things to share with you before we close out the year. As you saw from the video, we had an amazing reception to the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus launch. The stores were absolutely electrifying with energy. It was unbelievable. There was no better place on earth to be. These phones are the best phones we have ever created, and the reviews have been off the charts. It doesn't get any clearer or any better than this review from one of the industry's preeminent reviewers. Walt Mossberg said simply, it's the best smartphone on the market.
But he's never said anything else.
Yeah. Imagine if they came out and said, well, it's not our best phone we've ever created. The last one was better, but...
Now, with great reviews and the great customer response, it's no wonder that these iPhones have become the fastest-selling iPhones in history.
Yeah.
And...
Walt gets his reward each year.
The first 30 days, we have set a new high-water mark for the most orders taken. And I don't mean by a little. By a lot. A whole lot. Woo! Our rollout around the world is going well. In fact, by the end of this week, we'll be in 32 countries. And just in a few hours from now, we will launch in China. With support for...
Somebody whistled.
iPhone 6 and 6 Plus customers will have access
that's a big
to
country.
China's fastest networks on all three major networks. This is the very first time we've launched a new iPhone on all three networks, and we're doing it perfectly aligned to the early stages of China's huge 4G rollout.
Interesting, they've got the Chinese flag symbolism behind him for the photographs in advance of the Chinese rollout.
As you might guess, have set a new record. We can't wait to get started. With what's going on in China, what's going on here, and the other countries around the world, and all of the reviews and the customer response, this is our biggest iPhone launch ever.
Superlatives continue. Biggest, best, thinnest.
So that's a quick update on iPhone. Now, the iPhones also get the benefit of another major announcement that we made last month. And, of course, I'm talking about Apple Pay, which is an entirely new way to pay for things in stores and in apps. Apple Pay is built right into Passbook, integrated right in. And everything you need is built into iPhone 6 and 6 Plus.
Well, except for iOS 8.1.
It's an easy,
which we expect to see today.
It's secure. And, yes, it's a private way to pay for things. We think that it is going to be profound. We're getting going in the United States. We've got all three major networks supporting us, and we have all of the nation's top banks supporting us. And just since last month announcing this, we have signed another 500 banks. They will be rolling out support later this year and early next year. Showing the support and the enthusiasm.
Steve Gibson talked a little bit about how this system works on Security Now on Tuesday. It is based on a system that has been around for some time that was created by the Eurocard, MasterCard, Visa Alliance.
Now, Apple Pay also works,
but of course, never took off in the U.S. anyway.
Right. Products and services
has been used in more widespread fashion in other countries.
It's pretty simple. Find those pair of Beats headphones you want, and boom, you've bought them. I've been wanting these a long time, and Jimmy won't give me a pair.
AT&T has stopped pushing Beats as part of its subscription.
We've got
plan.
A lot of people behind us here as well. A lot of great apps and a lot of great developers.
Surprised Tim Cook isn't wearing pink Beats.
As you might guess, since
these are retailers.
Many more people
Staples,
have committed to roll
and
out
Airbnb,
between now and
StubHub, OpenTable, Target.
So we believe Apple Pay is going to be huge. It's going to change the way we pay for things.
I don't really understand
to
how Apple Pay will help my Uber
we are beginning on
account. Because Uber
so
already
Apple Pay
has
launches
my
on
card.
Monday now. That's the first we've heard the actual date for this.
The journey begins.
Yeah, he mentioned Lyft, but not Uber in the.
No, Uber was.
Was it up there?
Yeah, it was. But we announced I don't understand why that would be helpful.
Yeah, it's probably not for stuff like that.
Of course, I'm talking about Apple Watch. It's the most personal device we've ever created.
You can't tell if Tim's wearing his because his sleeve is pulled down.
Technology right on your wrist. And it's just as much about personal
makes sense for them to launch Apple Pay on Monday, by the way, not on the weekend when it's going to be
much better. Yeah, there was some question why Walgreens would do it on the busiest shopping day of the week.
But we've also had great reception from the health and fitness community and by people who know a lot about fashion and style, even more than I do.
Looking good, Cook.
He's doing shtick.
Little self-deprecating humor. That's good. Although he does look good.
He looks very nice. Yeah,
in fact,
nice haircut.
This month, the Apple Watch is on the cover of Vogue China.
Wow.
We are really proud of this. It's an incredible image.
China.
Now, as we showed you last month,
it's the best China we've ever shipped.
We have been working with selected third-party developers on Apple
Mainland
Watch.
China is best China.
Well, we don't say mainland China. That's how we do. That's implying there's other Chinas.
Like Starwood, and they've created some really unique
distinction.
Personal.
That's interesting. They're mentioning the same developers they mentioned during the keynote, not new people so far.
Can't wait for the Apple Watch. Does anyone know where we can get some sapphire?
Watch kit, where many other developers
here's
can
an
join
SDK.
This party. And we are rolling out WatchKit next month in time for our developers to really do some fantastic work before we begin shipping Apple Watch. We can't wait to see what amazing experiences they'll come up with. Now, Apple Watch will be shipping in early next year, and every day I look forward to that day.
I bet he does. See what a small crowd it is. I mean, it sounds like a comedy club more than a, you know, stadium.
But it also means fewer Apple employees in the crowd usually.
Right. iPhone 6 Plus, Apple Pay, and Apple Watch. They join an incredible
it's got a big
product
iMac
lineup,
on that,
one that
stage
I would
there.
Call yeah. our strongest product lineup ever. Each of these products are not only individually the best in class within its category.
The watch, the phone, the tablet, the laptop,
but they've been
desktop.
Designed
Not
to
the Mac
work
Pro.
Seamlessly together. And this is made possible by the most advanced operating systems on the planet.
I'm surprised they don't have a Mac Pro.
iOS 8 and OS 10 Yosemite. Today we've got some terrific updates on both of these, and to tell you all about them,
probably just
I'd like to turn the stage over to Craig Federighi. Craig?
Craig is
Come
back.
Come on out, Craig.
We missed him the last one.
Yeah, he sat in the front row, but didn't get to talk. But he knew his time would come.
Everybody has gone
for OS talk.
Classy dark shirts.
I'd like to give you a quick update. Now, iOS 8, of course, is a major new operating system for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. And the early reviews have been just great. The Wall Street Journal
Joanna
said that
Stern,
iOS
nice.
8 pulls
Tip of the hat.
Ahead of the competition by leveraging
Craig is
the
senior vice president of software engineering,
its
so
app
naturally
and its
this
ecosystem.
Is his stuff.
But what's even cooler is just how many of our customers are already using it. You can see that in just under 4 weeks, nearly half of iOS customers are running
kind
iOS
of stuck
8.
At 40%,
now,
40 plus percent. That's actually
7,
lower than typical.
That means that 94%. Of iOS users are running
metric,
an operating
nah.
system shipped in
you need a
just
lot
over
of paragraphs
the last
behind that
year.
Footnotes to explain what it really means.
Still a lot better than Android.
All the
so.
Well, that's their
yeah, Android is so completely
now,
different.
The situation
it's like
with other mobile platforms.
The other percentage are people who don't want to upgrade their iCloud accounts.
So, right.
When you yes. look at Android,
people who don't
Android,
want to lose all
the
of their
vast
photos.
Majority of customers are running an operating system that's more than 2 years old. Yeah, and
but
if
you're
you
also including people who got their phones for $5 and they just want a cheap smartphone.
I
it's
have
not designed
to point
to
out, this, traditionally, Apple just does not, had not in the past done this head-on competitive comparison.
Yep.
Jobs would maybe slow in a little dig.
Yeah.
But of late, yeah. with toxic health students, and it frankly makes you feel more like Apple's running scared than that Apple has a story to tell.
Yeah. Well,
I won't put it that hard, but this is not terribly useful information to anybody but analysts, and even an analyst would spend about 3 pages talk about the differences here.
And easy location sharing and messages. Our new QuickType keyboard with smart, predictive typing suggestions. And family sharing that makes it easy to share.
It is a little weird when you hear a very long recap like
photos,
this of stuff that they've already announced twice.
On the App Store and the iTunes Store.
I think it's been far too long.
But what really sets iOS 8 apart is all the incredible technologies that it puts in the hands of our developers. It's amazing what they've done with them.
Just realize that. Take a look. David Bowie song "China Girl." There's the song. It's been so long, so long, so long.
Updates to the App Store with
another China reference.
Interesting.
Via extension.
I might have printed. It's been way too long.
iOS 8. When you swipe down from the top of your phone to get into your Today view, you have access not just to the system's built-in widgets.
Yeah, this is ad copy.
Also, these great third-party widgets. As well.
I don't think I wouldn't say it's suspicious in any way, but it's interesting that they have time to talk about this.
System sharing options, but also those of the third-party apps.
Whatever they're going to show, it's not going to require an hour-long demo. And
remember how quickly they got into it last month.
You can post,
very little time spent on how well our stores are doing.
Also added support for third-party actions, the ability to edit your photos using third-party filters without even leaving the.
Although they have had some hiccups with iOS 8. So I think that this is a, let's do a little bit of a reboot on how great it is and forget about some of the issues we've had over the last month.
You're right. And also with all the with the big live stream audience, they know that they're not just talking to press and analysts. They're also talking to customers who are interested in this stuff.
Yeah. They're also talking to China right before the big Chinese
part of that 43% who haven't upgraded yet.
Right.
Or communicate in your native language.
This is why you
Klingon.
This is why you want to upgrade.
Has you covered, believe it or not, this is
for the Klingon keyboard.
So yes.
This capsule key has no enemy.
So next up, HealthKit. Developers have really embraced HealthKit.
This time, it's
going to
work.
When you're taking a run or cycling with Strava, all of the data about your workout, activity data, goes into your health
profile.
What
is the timeline on that? It didn't work at first, and they fixed it, then it broke.
Wasn't ready, and then they didn't mention it, and then...
To make a custom diet.
Is it working now, Andy?
HealthKit,
apps like ShareCares, AskMD.
There's just not a whole. The really great stuff with HealthKit, though, requires that you have additional sensors and additional services to make it work. Built in, it works nice. It's going to be great when you have a relationship with your doctor who can dump information straight through email through the internet to this stuff.
One of the issues Dr. Mom points out a lot, though, is that there's no FDA approval yet.
Yeah, right.
There's Metal. With Metal, you get direct access to the power of the 64-bit A7 A8 and the amazing GPUs they have inside. And so whether you're racing around the track in asphalt,
Craig, get us to the Mac Mini that you can wear as an insert into your shoe.
Identity, or slashing your way through Gods of Rome, you can do so with unparalleled visual fidelity. Things you never
showed off a game or two on iPad today that took advantage of Metal.
Yeah, but were they...
It's not the sort of thing that you can really show off.
It's hard
off,
to tell.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's that much better.
Swift, an entirely new programming language that we introduced to take development of iOS and OS X apps to the next level.
Either that or there's Wired orange smoke pouring out of the Mac Mini down back. They're trying to get the fire
out
before
they...
Greater
that has sprung up in recent years.
You think they're stalling?
Stretch.
You think so?
No. Talk more about chamfer angles.
And from everything we can see, they are right. We've seen a flood of applications written
these
in Swift.
These applications, starting at top left, are...
And our enterprise partner,
it looks like the watch. They're trying to get people used to the watch interface.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of little things.
This is what your watch is going to look like.
All this time, and they still are not talking about Beats at all.
Yeah. Giving the thousands
That's interesting
of developers
to me.
On our teams the flexibility to create powerful apps that will transform enterprise mobility.
I wonder if they're shutting Beats down, since AT&T has been instructed to stop selling it.
Rebranding.
They wouldn't put it on the Apple TV if they were shutting it down.
There'll
though,
be
right?
many new Swift programmers being mentioned.
It'd be interesting
every
that they wouldn't use the Apple push during the holidays.
Right.
Have incorporated right. Swift into their programming curriculum to teach new students.
Who knows? Awesome. Maybe Dre and Eminem will come out at the end of this thing. One more thing. Here they are.
On iOS 8. Now let's turn our attention to iOS 8.1.
There we go.
Now, needless to say, when we put a major new operating system in the hands of hundreds of millions of users, we do get a little bit of feedback. And that takes us to improvements. So one of our major goals, of course, with iOS 8.1 is to address the top sources of customer feedback and, of course, to even bring back the beloved camera roll. But not just that. We've added support in 8.1 for Apple Pay on iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, and the public beta of iCloud Photo Library. So now everyone can have every photo you take on all of your devices. And this means that any organization you do or any edits you make on any device are instantly reflected on all of your devices. And this is true on your iPhone, your iPad, and you can even access your photo library on your Mac or on your PC via iCloud.com. Now, this isn't just your photos. It's also your videos as well. And they're in their original format and resolution. No downscaling. It's available in public beta with iOS 8.1, and it uses your iCloud storage. So your first 5 gigabytes are free. For just 99 cents, you can get 20 gigabytes more, and you can get a massive 200 gigabytes for just $3.99. So that's iOS 8.1, and a quick update on iOS 8.
When are we getting
8.1? Now let's turn to OS 10.
He didn't say.
And Yosemite. So it was just
it's
this
gotta be
June
Monday with Apple Pay, doesn't it?
Publicly unveiled Yosemite to the world. The reception has been fantastic. We've had over 1 million members of the Mac community sign up to be part of the Yosemite public beta. And the reception has been just awesome.
Three gold
We're
masters
all
in.
All in love with the gorgeous new design of Yosemite. It's just amazing. It has this gorgeous dock with these vibrant icons. It's so precise. This clean
Everything's
and consistent
flat,
use
flat, flat.
Of typography throughout the system. Notification Center is more useful than ever.
Except the Apple corporate structure.
Let you get
structure.
At all of your widgets just at a glance, including third-party content. And Spotlight has been absolutely supercharged. So now, in addition to searching content locally on your Mac, it also taps into sources on the Internet. Things
You'd think
like
of somebody
maps
to come out
Wikipedia,
just with 8.1, right? For continuity
and,
course, and so
all
forth.
All these apps built into Yosemite have been completely Depends revitalized
with deal breakers
UI.
They found in the last couple
so
of weeks. I've been hearing complaints.
All right. The power of the world's most powerful browser.
They don't have to. They
right
have to roll out 8.1 next week.
Right. Right there Good at the point. Top. If you want to get at all of your favorites, just tap in the address field. They're right there. And if you start typing,
yeah,
you
this
don't
really
just get
is
Google
a Volk's keynote.
You also get Spotlight suggestions.
It's all rehash, right?
Which often provide the answer to your question.
I would back off from calling it a rehash and calling it. They definitely really want fast. To present their make
now,
their case
Safari's
to ordinary people or people members of the community that
well.
Care enough to be looking at this instead of actually doing work this morning.
Program length
well,
ad.
Right within the app.
They like pitching directly to their customers.
Love tabs.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean,
new tab view.
You know, you get the most devoted fans who are watching this live.
Stacks multiple
and you get to talk to them for an hour about how great you
like
are.
It's a, yeah,
and,
it's an
and, the, and these are the people who will talk to other people.
Right. So right there.
That
the
you know, this is a, very few companies get this kind of opportunity.
Yes. Fast. In fact, when you look at the kind of JavaScript that's in typical websites, Safari is literally 6 times faster.
I think Microsoft would love to have
browsers.
The problem of, oh no, so
and
many people are watching the live stream
life,
of
right.
our
no
new announcement that it crashed the server.
Right.
To Safari.
On the other
you
hand, you have to figure anybody who
Air,
is
instance,
devoted enough to watch the live stream or download the video
hours,
later is probably knows most of the stuff.
Other
right?
major browsers. And with
but,
probably.
But they'll also stick around for what's coming next.
Yeah.
So.
It's also B-roll for everybody's news coverage.
Yeah.
And
let's not forget
design
that.
Design extends, of course, to mail as well. It's not just gorgeous, but it's more functional than ever. Now,
one more gorgeous
replying
and
to a message
you're out of here.
And you need to fill out a form,
take a drink.
You can use markup. You can even fill out your signature.
It'd be fun to actually compare
right
this walkthrough to the walkthroughs they've done before, particularly at WWDC, because you can see how they refine these well. Points and they get a little bit
a
more,
fantastic way to
they lean into the turns a little
now,
bit more as they go through these points.
Now has mail drop, so you can send absolutely enormous attachments, up to 5 gigabytes, securely encrypted through iCloud. Messages
like a
has a beautiful new design, excuse me, for Yosemite as well. And it has powerful features like named group chats, easy location sharing, and really convenient access to all the
It's much more compelling if it were cross-platform, but you have to be talking to somebody on
iTunes
iOS.
Has been updated for Yosemite
I will say
well.
Naming group chats will be very helpful to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like a little thing, but...
You don't have any friends who use Android?
And then there's iWork. It's the most
well,
phone?
Sure, I do, but those aren't the group chats I'm talking about in messages.
They're out of luck.
Those are on WhatsApp.
They're out of luck.
By definition, if they're Android users, they're no friends.
We don't want to talk to them.
We talk about them in our message group chats.
Like Johnny Carson with Joan Rivers.
I should point out that Google's solution, Hangouts, is cross-platform.
In a single step. And then there's Keynote.
As are all the other messengers, including Facebook Messenger.
And these cool new text effects. It's really nice.
Even Microsoft
doesn't
make
I just want to know who the Woo guy is.
The who? The guy who's going,
the woo.
Woo. Look at this one.
Yeah.
He's
a cloud.
Yes, text effects. So web app.
He's going to be sending an email to the CEO the after this and 220,000 other Apple employees saying he deserves a raise. I'm the woo guy.
That's right. Of all not the waiting for karma.
But not just that, also the data that you have stored for applications on your iOS devices. And best yet, you can put any other files you want in there. And
so maybe they're turning iCloud Drive on now.
Folders with tags. And
what do they need to do to do that, Andy?
8.1
and Yosemite, right?
Mm-hmm.
They definitely need Yosemite. I think 8.1 is also necessary, but I wouldn't hold myself to that.
No, it's true. It's both of those.
You certainly don't want to turn Cloud Drive on yet.
Because, it'll screw you up because nobody's running Yosemite.
Right.
Wonderful new user features. In Yosemite.
But this is one of the more important things that Apple's done in the past 3-4 years, I think.
Actually, I guess it doesn't need 8.1 on your iOS devices. They work
together. We have a switch to turn it on, but I've been very reluctant to turn it on.
Something we've been focused on for years now. And at the
this is one feature. Anything that's going to be syncing across multiple devices, I would leave that off for at least a month. Not just for bugginess, but to understand what this tool is going to do to your data.
25 minutes in, they're still covering old ground.
All of our documents with iCloud Drive and all of our photos and videos are synced with our iCloud Photo Library. We've also advanced on technologies for our devices to communicate
you
in
really
proximity.
You really have to build faith in iCloud.
The most advanced that is, Wi-Fi,
they're almost at the point where they'd have to scrap the name and start again.
So now, with the
this is like the last chance,
devices,
the very last chance for iCloud to be become trustworthy.
Apple Cloud.
And you can AirPlay to your Apple TV.
Because it's not about you, it's about Apple.
Wi-Fi network. Really awesome. But the area where I think we've really taken it over the top is with something we call continuity. Now, with continuity, your devices are aware of each other and allow you to work at any moment with the device that's right for that time. It starts with handoff, where you can work on one device and just pick up where you left off with just a swipe across the lock screen.
It was weird the first time my MacBook rang.
Hotspot.
It's weird, isn't it?
It was really weird.
Yeah. I've already had to instruct four people on how to make sure that phone calls no longer ring your iPad.
You know, it's got to be way better than Hangouts, though, because when they call you on Hangouts, you can't find the call on your laptop.
I've been getting two rings on my phone. I don't know why, but it's ringing in both Hangouts and on the phone. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah. And you answer one, and it keeps ringing on the other.
Yeah. Well, my deal is really that I send an urgent text message to somebody, then I find out that, the reason why he didn't get it is because Hangouts decided to do that as a Google Hangout.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, a demo. We're sitting down at the iMac to see continuity.
All right, well, so let's take a look at life in the world
continuity.
Now, Tim sent me a note here about...
We're half an hour in with no new products. In fact, nothing new at all.
The same kind of
they didn't even give us a date for 8.1. They did that one data item is Apple Pay launches Monday.
Shocking revelation to all of you.
Let's see if we see Greg Jaws back again.
Tasked to create a new employee orientation presentation. And so I've been taking some photos around campus about some of our new secrecy measures. We're tightening things down a little bit.
I'm going to screenshot that to see who his frequently used people are.
This is good. Apple's making fun of it. This is good.
We upgraded the door to Johnny's lab. And, you know, I should favorite some of these photos because I think
Johnny's lab does not have a door.
My presentation.
The scene would violate the integrity of the door surface.
Into the shredder.
This is funny. This is a good
And, of course, we've increased the number of lasers on the path to the bathroom. So that's good. So I can incorporate this right here in my presentation. We've got my cover slide here. This looks like a good place to add that new content.
Now we know where Craig was last time he was up this presentation.
Memorizing this presentation.
Right. He hasn't looked at cue cards at all. This is all memorized.
It's in the lower left-hand corner of the screen. My iPad's aware of what I've been doing on my phone. There's a little keynote icon. I can just swipe up, and it takes me right to that document.
This is a,
in exactly
a long
the place
monologue to memorize.
Where I was working.
Yeah.
So it knows right where I am. And I'm just going to open this up. And we'll see that I can see my my photos here. Let me try that again. There we go. There are the photos I just favored. And just to show you that this is all completely live, I'm going to go back into my photo library here. I'm going to favorite this last photo with the lasers, give it a little heart. And you'll notice here on the iPad, it just shows up automatically right there.
Oh, really? Applause? Really?
That's super cool. So let's
They're synced, Leo. They're synced.
Wow.
Syncing is very hot right now. I've never once clicked that heart.
Me neither.
But now maybe
now we know
I will.
Why. Now we know what it's for. We didn't know what it was for.
Coincidence. Right here on my iPad. This is a regular SMS. Now it says, hey, Craig, check out the latest Apple rumor. Well, these are usually have no merit at all, but I'll just check in as what this is all about. Apple spaceship.
Infinite
actual
scoop.
Spaceship. Okay, well, it turns out in this case, unfortunately, they did nail it. So this would be a good one to add as a cautionary tale to my presentation. Now, I could do that right here on my iPad, but, you know, I've got this beautiful Mac.
Yeah, we need
right
to start
here.
A site called Infinite Scoop now.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's a great name. You
know, so the there's Mac a giant quarter-mile-high statue of Xena, right warrior princess, bending over to pick up what Infinite Loop now.
I click, and it takes me right to that same page. It's just magical. And, of course, I can get to my presentation as well. We see I have iCloud Drive. Right here in the Finder, and there's my keynote folder, and of course there's my presentation on secrecy.
Spoiler: he's about to call Stephen Colbert.
And of course, it takes me exactly to where I was in the presentation. So let's add my picture.
Colbert wrote the jokes.
Controlling leaks. I can just
perhaps
quite funny
right in there. That's really cool. And so
we're that far behind on the stream.
Next slide in my presentation. And, you know, I heard that our new chief of secrecy, Stephen Colbert, has some concerns about his part of the presentation. And so, actually, I can give him a call from my Mac right here at his office. So let's just type up Stephen. There's his work number.
Somebody got a free iPhone.
Right my Mac's going to actually make a speakerphone call through my phone. And by the way, yeah, I have the coolest job in the world. I get to talk to Stephen Colbert. Hi, Stephen. It's Craig from Apple.
I'm sorry. I don't recognize that name.
Oh, right. Hello, Red Delicious. This is Granny Smith. Over.
Is the squirrel in the basket?
Roger, Foxtrot, Thunderbolt, Retina, Swift, Lightning.
Okay, the line is secure. Glad you called.
As much as I like Stephen Colbert, this is very unnecessary.
Of your presentation today.
Well, it means it guarantees a slot on the show tonight. It also guarantees that it's also something that's definitely going to show up on the news tonight.
Sure.
Given that Fallon and Timberlake are doing their ads, I'm surprised they're using Colbert.
Yeah.
I guess Fallon wasn't available. He's not up yet.
No, because Fallon couldn't tone it down.
Oh my God, this is great. Is it really Tim? Hi, Tim. It's great. Jimmy, this is great. It's great. It's great to be here. Love the headphones. The headphones. Great.
Commander was good enough for Ike. It's good enough for me. Okay, it beat Hitler.
Gruber is saying it's the first Hitler joke ever in a keynote.
I think so. Godwin's Law finally paid off.
Supreme Commander.
You'll let Tim know?
Who?
I'm sorry. I mean Chairman Honeycrisp.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I will let the chairman know.
Let me know when they announce something new, will you?
Glad
yeah.
My way.
Now, are you just out of here?
We'll send for you.
Later.
You know across the street, get some
what
pancakes.
What is going on? This.
Well, it's filler.
This is the ultimate waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no content at all here.
I'll
bad humor.
Might as well be in Mandarin.
I think that probably Apple got word that everybody likes Federighi so much. He's very personable. He's very charming. People want to see more of him on stage and built this in thinking that it would be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I'm glad we were able to sort that out.
And also to hammer home all these points right before this stuff
to work on my presentation here
emerges,
to, an email
generate excitement, etc.
About a new badging protocol.
But,
so check out this video.
I mean,
really
everybody on Twitter is complaining
Apple's
about the fact
excellence.
That they haven't done anything
well, that's great.
Newsworthy.
I'm going to drop that one in my presentation.
In now 35 minutes.
You know, I'm sure it's a great video. So I'd like to play this now. And what's really cool is I have an Apple TV. We can bring that up here. And you can see I can actually AirPlay from my Mac. To my Apple TV, just like this, and project my presentation that way so we can enjoy the presentation I've put together. And, of course, to control the presentation, you know, the best remote you have is the one you're wearing on your wrist. Woo! So
yep.
I'll just bring up a remote here. Let's see. So there's our secrecy team. Of course, we've got the path to the bathroom. controlling leaks.
Dave Weiner says, why commander. Reporters must not be and cheerleaders. Interesting timing for that tweet.
So, they're still doing comedy?
Yeah.
Gee, I paid my bills, I got a mani-pedi, and they're still doing comedy?
Your hands look fantastic.
Yeah, that's good though, huh?
Yeah.
See you lunch.
I think for a joke this long, you really need Tom Hanks.
I feel like this is a Samsung moment for Apple.
Or Eddie Q.
God, no, come on. That's strong. That's painful. That's hurtful.
Yeah, painful.
It's just not that funny.
Well, that's the problem. You know, you have to be,
you know,
if you're going to do this, you have to be funny.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, we've been here for 30 minutes. So some actual meat is really necessary.
Quick overview of the amazing new Yosemite
release.
Nope,
it's not quick.
It's beautiful new design, powerful spotlight search, iCloud Drive, the amazing and elegant new Safari, and of course, these continuity features.
Somebody on Twitter says Apple keynotes are just one big dad joke.
Yeah. Everyone's saying that.
But the good news is I don't have to, because now all of you can get access to Yosemite on the Mac App Store today.
Today! All right, finally, we've got a tidbit here.
All right.
That's good.
Things are looking up, people.
Sooner than we thought, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we didn't really know.
There's also 8.1, which has its support for Apple Pay, also iCloud Photo Library, and Continuity available for download this Monday.
Monday for 8.1.
It is free as well.
All right.
So Yosemite today, 8.1 Monday, Apple Pay Monday. And that makes sense. Yep.
Finally, iWork, an update.
iWork? OS X. It has been way too long. Yeah. It's iWork. Who thought? Who knew?
Available today and also free.
Is this an updated iWork? Did he demo that? It's a continuity-based iWork.
Hasn't iWork been free?
I think it has been.
Yeah.
OS X Yosemite. Thank you.
Yeah, because it came preloaded on, I believe it was iPads last year, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. I'm confused. Is it the iWork that's been way too long? Because that's
no.
I wouldn't have thought that.
No, because that was just
how about iLife? That's really been a long time.
I've done on controlling those lists. I'd like to now talk about iPad.
I'd like to slow it down.
Let's do it.
iPad is this simple and magical device. It's always been a unique blend of simplicity and capability. But while the iPad has been beautifully simple on the outside since the very first one, it has advanced technology just jam-packed on the inside. From Apple's custom-designed powerful chips to the ultra-fast Wi-Fi and cellular connectivity to the incredible iSight and FaceTime cameras, the technology is jam-packed in this incredibly thin and light package that you can take with you everywhere you go and use all day long.
And we really, really want to sell
more. And
as
we packed more and more power and more performance and more capability in iPad, our customers and developers have begun to use it in ways we could not imagine. And now as you look around, iPad
I have just
is
purchased
everywhere.
ChairmanHoneycrisp.com.
It's transforming the way
we you really?
Yes, I did.
That's good work.
He's really starting to whisper now.
And it's transforming the way we communicate. With so many people using iPad for so many things in so many different places, it's not surprising that we've sold more iPads in the first 4 years than we've sold at any product in our history. In
course,
fact,
it's slowing
we've
down
sold
now.
Over 225 million iPads
more than
around the world.
I guess in the first 4 years of iPhones.
Yeah. They've sold about half a million iPhones total as of a few months ago. So,
if you look at the top four by volume, PC manufacturers.
This is really old stuff.
The number of sales that they've done.
I think they had this graph 2 years ago.
Compare that to iPad.
It's like a Gartner report.
iPad beats them all.
Okay.
And this
compare
is
that
their
there's only
PC
one maker
lineup,
who makes and sells iPads. Is that a big
desktop,
surprise?
every two-in-one, every all-in-one, every toaster refrigerator in one.
If you add those together to represent interest in non-iPad PCs, that looks kind of sad, does it not?
But what's more important to us,
it's kind of a meaningless stat.
iPad has consistently been rated number one in customer satisfaction. This is what makes our hearts sing. An iPad Mini Retina has scored an unbelievable 100% customer sat.
Anthony, after this is over, can you do a cut down that's just the facts? I think it'll be short.
These yeah.
Numbers are,
and they'll save people a lot of time.
Fire up Vine.
And so why are so many yeah. iPad
just the new stuff.
So yeah.
We think it comes back to this unique blend of simplicity and capability.
Hey, good point, though. The stream
and
is
the
working
fact that
perfectly.
You can yes. do so
no
many
Chinese, no truck.
Yep.
On
nothing.
iPad, and you have such a great experience doing it.
At the well, so much padding, this, it compresses down very nicely.
It's been far too long.
It's like one of those vacuum pillow container demonstrations.
Take advantage of the big screen on iPad.
Stop making me laugh.
And this is a huge advantage over our competition. The Verge said it well. A tablet is only as good as
the
what you can
do. The log roll continues.
And thanks to the hundreds of thousands of apps for the iPad Air, you can do more with it than any other
He's
tablet.
Trying to train the press to say, it's the best ever, and then you could...
You want to get in the keynote? Here's
yeah. best tablet you can buy.
I don't think that's manipulative, but there are some people who will think, ooh, I was going to say something very positive, but if I say something quotable...
So right.
iPad Air is not...
I can only think toxic health do.
But it's also number one in usage. It's number one in education. It's number one in enterprise. It's number one in consumer. When we launched the iPad Air just a year ago, we did so by showing that all of this power of the iPad was in a design that was so thin, it was thinner than a pencil.
Peak whisper.
You may remember this. So what do you do when you make the best tablet in the world?
I don't know.
How do you make it better?
Make it thinner than a chopstick.
Extend the battery life. Improve the camera.
No.
Allow you to run multiple apps.
No. Good guesses, though.
Lower the price so it's affordable for more people?
No.
Integrated mount so the keyboard can attach and be used as like a laptop?
I don't think so.
I think he's walking us towards make it thinner, but that can't be it.
Oh, yes, he is!
What everybody's been asking for. It's just too thick.
So thick.
Our new iPad will cut pencils in half.
That's right.
Ooh, smell of burning rubber. Is that really the image you want to have associated with the iPad?
It's even thinner.
And it's gold. The demo one is gold.
It is gold. Uh-huh. iPad Air 2. Here, go back to numbers.
This...
I have to applaud, too.
This is the new iPad Air 2. It's unbelievably gorgeous, and look how thin it is. Can you even see it?
No. Where is it?
It is so
gold
incredible.
Is nice. I do want gold.
And to tell you more about it, I'd like to invite Phil Schiller up. Phil?
What is it? Thinner.
And will it bend?
Oh, yeah, it'll bend big. Oh, yeah.
There was
the
definitely a memo.
It from bending is
no
the
loud pink shirts on stage.
Yeah.
Tell you about the incredible new iPad Air.
Well, it is kind of a black box theater, it so it's
yeah.
You don't want to jump it.
Well, let's wait.
We got to see what Eddie Q looks like.
I suppose you're right.
Q is the one.
18% thinner than their first iPad Air, which was already 20% thinner than the iPad before it. It makes it the world's thinnest tablet.
Again, I think not what people are looking for.
All day long.
They appreciate it, but that's
the progress
not
the team has made.
It doesn't sell.
What is the number one thing people are looking for?
You don't go in the store and say, what is
price?
The thinnest tablet out there? That's the one I want.
Well,
price, capability, a lot of other
battery
things.
Life.
Battery life.
Thin and light
and
go together, and light actually does
light
matter.
Light maybe, but they're not saying light.
No, that's true.
Battery life to me is more important. Now, iPad battery life is added.
But Sarah has a point. I mean, you hold one of these things. You hold this or a Kindle Fire tablet in your hand, and you realize that, oh, this is what I want to be
more elegant
for my three-hour flight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's not unique. Again, the Kindle Fire tablet is just as light. I don't know if it's lighter than this new one, but...
In every iPad, there's been a micro.
It just feels like nothing in your hand.
Air between each of those layers.
Is the Nexus not satisfied with that 9 what this is competing against at this point?
Bonded those together.
What is it competing against?
Samsung.
So.
I think at this point, no. I think it's competing with these really inexpensive $300 and $400 Windows tablets now that can actually run on like these low-power Intel processors, but can still run Windows 7 or Windows 8 just fine. But cost less than a full bore iPad.
Right.
I think they want to make the point that this is better in every way. It runs better software. It's optimized towards being a tablet. We will let you connect to Bluetooth. We won't tell any for doing that. But I think that if it's against anybody, it's not against any Android tablet.
This is something people have been asking for on iPad today. 56% less reflective. That was something somebody specifically asked for.
Absolutely. It's not, you know, a Kindle, but iPads have always been useless out by a pool.
Right.
You want to take your iPad on vacation, you might be in the sun. So this is very helpful.
Confirmation, it is the A8X processor.
A8X. You've heard of the A8 chip with the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, and it's blowing people away. Well, this is a new version created specifically for iPad Air 2.
64-bit?
It is unbelievable. It's
our
second generation 64-bit architecture. It has 3 billion transistors. The iPad Air had an A7 with 1 billion
faster
transistors.
Faster than what?
3 billion. It delivers up to 40% faster CPU performance for most of your apps. Some apps can achieve 2x performance in
CPU. Than a tablet that's 40% slower.
And the graphics are out of this world. 2.5 times faster what was already the industry-leading
than
graphic
the Air?
Performance.
Than what? The Air?
Just look what the team has done. The original iPad started with an A4 chip.
They're comparing it to the original iPad.
We're 12 times faster than that with iPad Air 2. But check out this graphics performance.
It's a lot faster than the Air.
We're now at 180 times faster.
That is a big jump. Gaming is really important on the iPad.
Yeah.
Add to that,
especially if you're driving it towards a large display.
Like metal to let developers,
I think it's obvious that at some point they're going to be starting to position the iPhones and iPads as your home console gaming system.
I think you're right.
Without having to put it into a box.
And even your home computer.
And that's what a lot of the developers are doing. Game developers.
They still seem to be sticking towards we don't want to make a toaster fridge and a tablet that's also a desktop computer is a toaster fridge. I don't know if they're completely right, but they're not completely wrong either.
In such a thin package, the team
it is a philosophical thing.
Great all day battery.
Same battery life.
10 hours of battery.
That's the same exact. So they got it thinner without compromising
battery. Along with the A8X, we have the new M8 motion coprocessor. This works to read data from the sensors like
the
accelerometer and gyroscope. And it instantly
altitude.
Calibrates it, so all
so
your
you
apps
tell when you're going upstairs.
Accurate data. And there's also
it's not like they're going to take it out for a tablet. They're just going to use the same thing.
And developers can
so this is part of the iPhones.
Yeah.
But perhaps the feature people love the most about their iPads is the camera.
That is absolutely not true.
Nice like camera. Now, some people have been surprised.
I love my iPad camera.
I love it. Is it the thing you love most about your iPad, the camera?
The best viewfinder for composing photos.
Well, but he's got a point. When you start taking video and
incredible photos,
pictures
and
with that big screen, you'll like that.
Also, comparatively speaking, it's a crappy camera on the previous
iPad. Well, they need to improve this now. Let's see.
And videos. But developers like taking advantage of these cameras to build incredible applications that haven't existed.
That's another big deal.
On any other
not
platform.
Just people taking snapshots, but
things
developers
like
taking apps that making apps that take advantage of it.
Augmented reality
with
and
coach's eye, or consumer apps like Prismo that lets you scan and translate documents.
I think they're
the
going towards an 8-megapixel camera.
Or apps like Caribou that let a parent read
it'd
with FaceTime
to their
children.
Be great if they just took the same stuff they got in the iPhone 6, not even the 6 Plus, and tossed it in there.
Or Home Styler that lets you create a virtual
should
reality
have the 6 Plus camera.
Your own home.
There is no camera bulge,
but not necessarily.
This and hundreds of more applications take
the only difference is the image stabilization, and that's not key to the improvement.
The developers and the customers are using are going to love the new iSight camera. It's a huge jump forward for iPad. It's a full new 8-megapixel iSight camera.
F2.4. I think
large,
that is the same as
micron pixels. As a fast 2.4 aperture. It takes photos and 1080p
I'm mentioning
HD
OIS,
video.
So you think you've got it.
It has a great sensor. It's combined with the Apple design lens. But really what rounds it out is the brains behind it all. the image signal processing that's done in that 8X.
I think that's
chip.
Smart.
The
I
nice
think
thing about having a camera on an iPad is because editing photos or videos on an iPad is fun.
Right off of it.
You know, you got your little computer in your hands, and that's why I think that it's smart for them to take it seriously.
A beautiful landscape.
I agree.
And I don't care if it seems silly to hold an iPad in the air. People are going to do it. You might as well have a powerful camera.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the camera, too. I just don't think most people do that, but it's good that they're emphasizing they want them to.
I'm with you. I thought it was silly, but every time I go through tourist areas of Boston, I see lots and lots of people holding up iPad minis and full-sized iPads. So I can admit that this is something that people like to do.
No flash, so it isn't quite the same as the camera phone.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite of the bunch.
It's a really gorgeous picture.
The skin tones are just perfect.
Apple's always done a great job with this stuff.
Yeah.
I think they'll move the screen power button to the side like the iPhone.
Level of detail in the feathers. So you can use it to shoot?
Well, it's not just that, but just so it's consistent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, right now, nice. Between my, it's you know, weird, 6 yeah. Plus and my iPad, I never know how to turn anything off.
Now, is it my eye, or do these photos look a little bit color-wise on the cold side? I'm used to seeing very, very warm, like, golden hour demo pictures. I'm watching this on my iPad mini.
A lot of blue. There has been a complaint that there's...
Taking something that's
a purplish tinge to the new like iPhone cameras.
Yeah, isn't that
I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
For the first time with the iPad EyeSight camera, you can do the time
lapse. another so blue demo picture.
Yeah. In Venice, you maybe recognize it. Now, there's a group of boats.
Not that it means anything, but it's interesting to me.
That was the George Clooney wedding party that came by.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Clooney made it into the iPad event. That's gosh, nice. I'm happy now.
That's a nice touch.
This we took recently in Albuquerque at the Balloon Fiesta, that gathering there. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Whoops. See, one just died. We got one.
Also, for the first time on iPad, you can do slow-mo videos.
So they're basically giving it the capabilities of the iPhone 6.
120 frames per second at 720p.
I think that's a very smart move.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Long overdue. I mean,
yes. I never understood why they didn't put a better camera.
You heard that audio. There's now dual microphones to get better quality in your videos as well.
Stereo or noise canceling?
Camera, all those capabilities. There's a new FaceTime camera on the front side as
well.
How
good is this?
A whole new FaceTime camera sensor. Has a larger 2.2 aperture. Lets in 80% more light. And combined with the 8X chip, you get improved face detection. The first time you can burst selfies, resolution. Which kids love to do. This chip is amazing.
Kids love to do burst
HDR
selfies?
With a single image, not combining really? Multiple
yeah, because then you really choose sharp. The best one you when you're making funny faces.
Burst selfie.
So all that's these a new cameras, you got kids.
That's a new thing to me.
Performance, also faster connection.
Too.
Faster Wi-Fi is AC.
Faster Wi-Fi, 802.11 AC with MIMO.
That's good.
That delivers 2.8 times faster performance.
I need a new router.
66 megabit per second throughput. There's also faster LTE with more
bands.
Yeah,
I upgraded to the Apple AirPort Extreme for the AC.
That's using carrier aggregation.
Everybody's using
20 LTE bands. That's more than any other tablet. So it connects at high LTE speeds on more networks around the world.
Yeah.
But perhaps the most requested feature from customers is Touch ID.
Yay. Not a surprise, but definitely welcome.
Now, like many of us, if you have Touch ID on your iPhone, you've probably picked up your iPad and put your finger on the home button.
Yeah. Do it all the time.
It doesn't unlock.
Buy this app.
iPad Air 2, there is Touch ID, and it reads your fingerprint and quickly unlocks your iPad without having to enter your passcode. And it works with our stores, so you can purchase in the iTunes
big one
store,
or the little one?
In the App Store.
Is there a little
and it
one?
It works with the new iOS 8.
They haven't mentioned Retina at all.
Touch ID.
They have to because the mini will get Touch ID also.
Right.
And as you know, all of us who use iPads, we're prodigious.
Well, actually,
shoppers.
I don't know that, but
we love to use our iPad to sit back and surf the web and make purchases. And
true.
With all those 675,000 apps, many of them help us make purchases. And now with Touch ID, you'll be able to use Apple Pay to make online purchases. And
this online.
Is for retail. I mean, seriously, people with shopping addictions, Apple Pay is their worst nightmare.
And all the apps, they're going to support Apple Pay, and there are going to be many of them growing starting on Monday. So it'll be the best way to shop online. Of course, iPad Air 2 comes with a brand new iOS 8.1 that Craig just showed us and all the incredible features it has. And our developers have had a great time using the performance of the A8X chip and taking
it. He doesn't mention NFC, chat room's pointing out, and that means things. It won't be a mobile payment.
He specified
in apps only.
Yeah, he specified on buying online.
They can do with their incredible applications. Well, I'd like to show you two of those this morning. The first is a great team. The two brothers started a company in Lithuania, and they've had a hit application on OS X called Pixelmator. Perhaps you know it.
A great app.
It's a professional.
It's interesting. It really points up the fact that Apple Pay is not merely a tap and go pay system, but in fact, Apple is going to do what Amazon and Google have done, which is provide back end payments for online retailers. That's really maybe even more important, frankly.
Yeah.
Where's his Infinity scarf? I thought all Europeans wore Infinity scarves.
We are really excited to show you the new Pixelmator for iPad today. It's a full-featured image editing app. We are going to open a
Pixelmator's been on the desktop for quite some time.
It's really exciting that we can work so smoothly with large images like this. The new iPad handles those images faster and better than ever before. We created a graphic by using the shadow of the actual oryx in the sand and some text, which we'll bring in as a new layer. I'd like to place it here at the bottom, but I see there is a straggler oryx that would interfere with the graphic. So, let's remove the oryx right now.
Happens to me all the time.
Is this the new oryx elimination algorithm, I think?
Our award-winning Mac version to the iPad, and it works fantastic.
Oh, this is
by simply
fantastic.
Brushing over the oryx.
No more stray oryxes in my photos.
We'll take care of removing it, but still maintain the background. That is two times.
That is awesome, though.
Well, they chose a very regular background pattern for doing that with.
Well, okay, but
as
if
long
it
as
works
those oryxes
well in general,
stay in the sand,
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So the oryx is gone. Let's place the graphic back at the bottom and
this
size it to fit.
Oryx magic.
Now, let's blend
we
the
need a new game, Oryx Simulator.
The color of the sand.
Just this jerk Oryx who next, ransacks like the sand dunes.
Really be better than a goat because of the long horns.
Yeah, exactly.
We can adjust the depth and strength of the effect.
He's like Wolverine with
Notice
blades in his head
and
an ungulate.
Are those adamantium horns?
So, a quick peek of Pixelmator for iPad coming later this month in the App Store.
I'm just trying to give you a wow factor here, guys.
It's perfect for the new Pixelmator.
You have to learn how to sell these apps.
We've seen improvement of up to three times in many aspects of the app. It's a fantastic pairing that would make image editing a breeze.
Okay, first, thank please. Pixelmator is a great product. And nice on the desktop. And that shows you that there are certain productivity tools like image and video editing that the iPad is very well suited.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Replay. It's from a bunch of brilliant scientists from France.
Well, of
to
course
tell you all
brilliant.
About it, I'd like to bring up Jeff Boudier to show you what they've been up to.
Really pushing the global element here, as they have in the last few keynotes.
With Replay, you can use your iPad to create amazingly rich videos.
Well, we got a pink
without
shirt.
Knowing anything about editing.
It's French. It's okay.
Still not tucked in.
You'll never dare.
So note to Halloween cosplayers, you tuck in the shirt, you've blown the,
like
clock,
these
the cosplay.
Trip in Utah. To make a nice movie edit out of all this, it would take me hours of work, right?
What?
Well, let's select all these clips and see how long it takes Replay to
it's
make a movie.
Not long.
Interestingly, both of these are direct competitors to what they give
to Adobe.
Out of the box.
What just happened?
And Adobe. Remember that Apple doesn't not like Adobe.
Thank you.
Historically.
In one tap, Replay analyzed all my videos, added beautiful motion graphics, and synchronized
Martian graphics?
Motion.
Oh.
Okay, let's do it again, but try a different style.
This is also a competitor to Google, isn't it? And,
I love this style. Replay runs computer vision algorithms.
I like this.
To find the best accent color
it's
for
lovely.
Lovely.
I almost don't really understand
what's going on.
Yeah.
It takes all your videos and adds Martian
beautiful
effects to
Martians
them.
Martians from the space.
It's basically Google's
red planet.
Auto-awesome movie, awesome, yeah.
But you control it. Ish.
Sort of.
Nice.
Oh,
I love how Replay picks the background colors to
where
match
are the oryxes?
Now I want
Does
to add a text
anybody
line.
Want?
Let me show you how easy it is.
Backgrounds
how about
and frames.
Utah road trip. just as easy. I can add captions, trim videos.
So it's made for a presentation of some kind, I guess.
Well, or you can upload it to your favorite social directory.
Social directory? What's that?
I don't know. But if you have one,
you just made up social directory.
I did.
I think that's like, you know, your Dropbox account getting hacked. It's social.
And it's a directory.
I'm really excited to show you something never done before on mobile. It's very Hollywood.
Oh, yes. Very Hollywood.
See how the light interacts with the text? I can even set the lighting color while my movie is playing.
Oh, wow.
This effect is called volumetric lighting.
Actually, doing that in real time is pretty impressive.
In real time on the iPad. Yeah. This is truly desktop-class performance. We believe video creation should be easy and instant. With this new iPad and Metal, our vision becomes reality. This new style will be available end of October, and you can get Replay for free on the App Store today.
Very nice.
We can't wait to see what you'll create.
Apple's still,
I would have paid $5 for that.
I would absolutely.
Yeah.
Did he say $5?
No, it's free.
Wow. In-app purchases.
Well.
Of course, if you want some of those.
One would think there's probably
Martian
some
effects.
Some Martian filters in there.
175,000 apps.
Wish Apple would cut the bezels.
Unique advantage of
iPhone. Complain about the iPhones.
You can see now. Apps
instead of thinner, make it
thinner, make it smaller.
Mobile device that previously would have taken the highest end desktop computers to do. And you can do this anywhere you go. So this is the new iPad Air 2, packed with an incredible range of new technologies and innovation. Next generation Retina
told
display.
Told us what the res on the FaceTime is. Probably 2
megapixels. Coding.
Mm.
Our second generation 64-bit.
Also haven't talked about the screen density.
I presume
it's the same.
3 billion transistors.
Improved Retina display. But.
And also with so much content, they just don't have enough time to go into every single
HD
detail.
Ultra-fast 802.11 AC wireless and 20 bands of LTE for fast performance.
And of course, there's a mini version.
Of course, the most requested feature, Touch ID. All of this packed into the thinnest iPad we have ever made. You just have to hold it outside when you get a chance
I'm sure it's a gig of RAM.
See just
again.
How incredible this is. It will blow you away. So if you want to get one, and if you're like me, you're just dying to, what will it cost? Well, first, it comes in
the same
silver, space gray, and the new gold that you've seen here.
I'm getting gold.
And it starts at $499.
Same
that's the price of the previous iPad Air.
And the one before that, and the one before that.
Gotta go gold. That's a lot of gold.
For 64 gigs, that's $100 less than before.
It's lovely.
And $699 for 128 gigs. Right. Again, $100.
They're cutting the price on the extra memory, which they should, because
much
that
more power, great new features.
Well, especially with sales slowing, they want to make it attractive.
Also, cellular versions for $130 more. And that is the new iPad Air 2. At the same time, we have an update today for iPad Mini as well. We call it iPad Mini 3. It's the third generation of iPad Mini.
Mini
3. It comes in silver, space gray,
megapixel
and gold.
Oh,
and of course, it includes the new Touch ID feature as well.
Ouch.
It will start at $399. $499 and $599 new memory configurations.
See, this to me is this is a better camera.
And both are smaller.
Yeah. That's a little bit disappointing.
iPad Mini 3.
More people are going to be using that as a camera.
I would hope. I wish they would, but apparently.
Really
I expect more of these big guys. That's too bad. 5 megapixels. That's the same, isn't it?
Those are the two new lines of iPad. iPad Air 2, iPad Mini 3. We're going to keep iPad Mini 2 and iPad Air in the line and reduce them by $100 something at each price point.
Nice. Yeah.
So those are more affordable as well.
They needed to break the $300 price
point. The original iPad Mini, we're going to continue to sell it now at an all-new price of just $249. Previously it was $299. So that now means our lineup has the lowest price point ever for iPad, $249. It means iPad 2, Mini 2, and iPad Air have been reduced by $100. We have an all-new iPad Mini 3 and all-new iPad Air 2 at the high end with more features and capabilities in the thinnest iPad we've ever offered. So a lot of changes up and down the entire line. To get iPad Mini 3 and iPad Air 2, you can start to order them tomorrow. We'll take pre-orders.
Shipping
tomorrow,
next
October
week.
October 17th, and they'll begin to ship.
Does that mean I'm staying up till midnight?
Next week.
I think you are.
Okay.
So that's iPad.
Of Okay, so from left to right.
I think this graphic says a lot in a very simple image about the things we create.
I think they may disappoint.
How incredibly
it's been way too long. What has been way too long?
There's got to be. They did one more thing last month.
Even better, and to do even more.
I mean, why call this event that if you make no mention of what has been so long?
It then challenges us at the higher end to move those forward as well. And nobody's better at that than
Apple. M5 has it in the chat room. It's the show that's been way too long.
We have the best lineup.
The event itself.
It has been way too long.
That joke was made about half an hour ago.
Okay. It's been way too long since the last joke about how long it's been since we started.
That compared to the rest of the industry, this is based on the last quarter. The Mac grew 18% year over year, while the rest of the industry didn't do as
well. Now we get to the Mac. I'd love to see a new Mini.
And the reason is very simple. Our customers love their Macs.
We do.
This summer,
we updated MacBook Air. It got faster, better battery life, better value. People
no retina.
Like crazy and
yeah, but does that see? Does that number choice. Also affect that people have been waiting for the Mac Pro? That was like 3 years worth of pent up demand.
But did they sell that many? Who are Joanna Stern getting a second plug?
Really? Two Joannas?
That's her second.
And she is in the audience here too.
For customers who want a higher level of performance. They love the MacBook Pro.
It delivers Walt Mossberg says, life, the best MacBook Pro ever made.
And best of all, that beautiful Retina display. Now, it's been really fun to watch the migration of the Retina display. It started with iPhone, moved into iPod Touch, and moved into iPad, and then into the Mac with the MacBook Pro. Well, today, we're really happy for you to see the continued march of this incredible Retina technology and the next step we're going to take with it.
All right, here we go. What are we getting? Picture of an iPhone. Picture of an iPad. Or two. And a Retina MacBook Pro. All right, all of these exist. But the hydrangeas blossom on, is it a Retina? It must be a Retina. So this is a
Retina iMac.
Yeah.
It's like a 27 too.
Everything's been Retina up to this point. Right?
You just put your face right up to it.
iMac with Retina display.
This has been widely rumored.
We are so excited to tell you about the all new iMac with Retina display. There has never been a desktop display like this. It is simply stunning. You know, I've never seen a level of detail.
Doesn't look like a new design for the iMac. See with this iMac.
It is truly remarkable.
Retina. Is it 4K?
It's a 27-inch display that has 5,120 pixels by 2,880 pixels.
More than 4K.
It's 5K.
You're really fast with math. You know, that is an insane 14.7 million pixels,
that's a lot of pixels
on one display. It
that's
is the
nice.
World's
all right, I'll take it.
Highest resolution display.
I'd love to see a cinema display with this capability, too.
Of engineering.
From Alex has nine screens open, refreshing the store page.
So to put it in context,
let's have a cinema display, 5K cinema TVs display.
All day. They're 1920 by 1080. Let's overlay those pixels on top of the Retina 5K display. There are seven times more pixels on the Retina 5K
Apple,
display than on your HD TV.
Making you feel bad about technology that's serving you well since 1984.
It's impressive.
Let's compare that to
the
new standard 4K digital cinema. And there it is, 496 by 2160. The Retina display still has 67% more pixels than that.
Pretty amazing.
It is stunning. What's more remarkable is the work the engineering team to fit those 14.7 million pixels into our beautiful iMac design that's just 5 millimeters.
If you don't turn it all the way, it looks like
it's an incredible
feat
of
engineering.
Yeah. It took a lot of invention. It starts with the chip that controls the display. It's called a timing controller, or TCON. One didn't exist to drive this display quickly and efficiently, so our team had to invent one. It started with having to create a new material, oxide TFT, to be able to charge those pixels quickly and evenly across the whole display.
I do get quite a bit of lag on my 4K.
It meant taking technology from our Retina iPad display.
What's organic passivation?
To reduce crosstalk because those
pixels
are getting so close.
It reduces pixel crosstalk
and
saves
energy. Yeah. Passivation?
Yeah,
I don't know, but I've
never heard that word before.
Technology, an LED backlight that's just as bright as previously, but consumes less
you'll
power.
Somehow less
thinner.
Than
now they're just making words up, says F1 Ben.
This new display with four times the number of pixels of the previous version.
Passivation, I got to look that up.
It's less annoying than passive aggressivization.
The long-awaited follow-up to Chinese democracy.
In chemistry, passivation refers to a material becoming passive, that is, less affected by environmental factors.
Film, so it looks better off axis too.
So there's a word.
It is a remarkable feat of engineering. And the most beautiful
nice that
desktop
uses, uses
display
less energy too.
For everything you do, when you read text, looks incredible.
Gosh, I
want to
see a cinema
sharp,
display.
Magazine quality.
Danny Sullivan says on Twitter, you know, this is great, but I just want an external display.
That's what I'm saying, because I have a Mac Pro.
Yeah.
I want to run my Mac Pro.
You don't
Pro
need the iMac.
With this.
Yeah. You've never had the ability to do 4K video editing, pixel for pixel.
So does Joanna Stern sitting in the audience. I want to see that quote on the screen. Now I want a Retina Thunderbolt display, Joanna Stern, Wall Street Journal.
Let's see that.
Beautiful as this new Retina 5K display. We have a brief video to tell you a little bit more about it.
The Mac enables people to do amazing things. And for many people, it's the most important creative tool that they use. And what we really love doing is making it better.
Dan Riccio was a recent acquirer.
And now we're really proud.
Or has he been there a while?
First iMac.
He's the VP of hardware engineering.
Looks a little like Nick Bilton. There's some glasses on him.
With 14.7 million pixels, this goes way beyond HD. It gives the ultimate all-in-one computer
replaced,
and ultimate display. And it means you see incredible detail on a scale that
he's
just
been there
hasn't
since
been done before on a desktop. We started by moving to an Oxide TFT, or thin film transistor panel. Oxide TFT is needed to get these many millions of pixels to charge quicker and then stay charged longer. We manufactured an Oxide TFT-based display more precisely.
What's really curious is what they're going to use for GPU on this.
One of the great results is the vivid brightness you see across the whole screen. Communicating to all of those pixels requires a lot of brain power.
You'll like it so much you'll throw your kids in the pool.
The timing controller, or TCON. The TCON tells every pixel what to do and when to do it. For this new Retina display, a TCON didn't exist that could do the job. We had to create it.
There's a bandwidth issue on these 4K displays.
Chip is responsible for directing millions of pixels.
Dual Thunderbolt to drive them.
Whether you're looking at photos or text,
actually not,
or even
Thunderbolt
4K
2
video,
or dual DVI,
the picture is stunning. We've also improved the contrast ratio, so you'll get brighter whites and darker blacks from any viewing angle.
When I'm working on imagery, I need to see the details in it to make accurate judgments of color and exposure, to be able to make it look on screen exactly how it appeared to me when I saw it in reality.
For this display to be possible, millions of pixels have to be driven with more energy efficiency.
I just wonder how much of this is just lost on people who don't have 20/20 vision. I mean, I have to sit way back from my monitor because I'm farsighted. Am I really going to get much out of a 5K monitor?
For the pro market. Don't you think, Annie, this is to get the pro market
zooming way in on a photo and doing some...
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely for video editing and photo editors, and it's safe to think that they're going to take the same path as they did with the original MacBook Pro Retina, where this is going to be too expensive and practical for most people, but within a year or two, this will be the standard display, just so that they can have that real impact. When people go to an Apple store and they see an iMac with this display, they'll say, oh, why the hell was I even considered buying anything else?
And all of this new capability.
Plus, human beings are not rational
creatures. So much talk about this, though.
But yeah, that's also making a case for an external monitor makes sense, right? Because you want it to be attached to something that's more powerful.
Right. Would have been interesting if they made the Mac Mini more powerful and said, oh, by the way, we also have a 5K display you can buy externally, which also pairs so well with our new Mac Pro.
Throughout the product line, we've updated everything to make it the best iMac ever. So if you look inside it, it has the fastest chips we've ever put in an iMac.
Quad-core
i5. It starts with 3.5 gigahertz Intel quad-core
i5. It's going to have a dedicated GPU.
Upgradable to 4 gigahertz i7.
We're the only company that's done the same thing that every company has always done, which is constantly upgrade everything.
Radeon M290X.
Upgradable to a 295X.
So this is a Radeon. It's interesting.
The previous fastest chip in an iMac was 2.4 teraflops of compute power. Not bad. This is 3.5 teraflops, 45% faster than the previous version. I.O. is faster as well. It is now Thunderbolt 2, 20 megabit per second bandwidth per
Mac
port.
Mac Pro's using NVIDIA.
It's faster storage, standard
GPUs.
Terabyte Fusion Drive. And it's all built together, like all of our products, in the most environmentally friendly manner, including supporting the latest Energy Star 6.1. So it's a very efficient desktop product. So what does this amazing, state-of-the-art new iMac cost? Well, let's make a comparison. If you've ever tried to buy a high-end display, for example, a new 4K IPS TFT display...
See, this always gets me worried when they say, here's how expensive other things are.
Yeah.
Display, but still not bad.
Just remember, your ask cost $83,000. And its display is not Retina.
So that's why we're really excited to tell you the new iMac with Retina 5K display is going to cost $24.99.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
that's affordable. That's not a... Not killing. See, I apologize. The Mac Pro is AMD as well. It's Fire Pro.
We're throwing an entire computer. So. It's got a 3.5 gigahertz i5 standard.
We're all in on AMD.
Radeon R9 chip, 8 gigs of memory, and a terabyte Fusion Drive. And it starts to ship today.
Mm.
So that is the new iMac with Retina display. It joins the rest of the iMac
line.
A
cinema display.
A 21.5-inch iMac starting at $1099, 27-inch iMac starting at $1799, and new iMac with Retina 5K display at $2499. I can't wait for you all to see it and experience the incredible images that it produces.
Chat room's telling me that the AMDs are better at higher resolutions.
I think it's the perfect fitting. The 30th birthday.
I'm glad they still have a 1099 21-inch. It would be great if they could just knock another $100 off.
Mac Mini.
We're getting the very first Mac. It's called Mac Mini. Perhaps you've added one to your own home network.
It's been way too long.
New version today. I'm surprised.
It's updated with faster processors, fourth generation Intel Core processors, faster graphics, Intel Iris and HD Graphics 5000, SSD, faster storage, PCIe-based flash storage. Faster Wi-Fi, 802.11ac, and now has two Thunderbolt 2 ports.
Somebody's pointed out that the Dell 5K monitor is $2,500, so you get a free computer when you buy it from Apple.
It is not only compact, it is the world's most energy-efficient desktop computer, which is really great. A lot of customers choose this for their first Mac.
Glad to have that updated.
Previously, Mac Mini started at $599. The new, faster, more capable Mac Mini starts at just $499.
Very big deal.
Yay.
Wow.
That's a very big deal. That's a response to the market, which is really driving these PC prices.
The minimum, think of it as the minimum buy-in to get into Mac. Well, and that needs to be $499.
That's a very good price. That's great.
Let me turn it back to Tim.
I think that's very good news.
That might be my favorite news of the day.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Boy, I want to see a cinema display.
Very cool stuff.
Have you noticed the Mini isn't part of that?
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of missing products in there.
It's a design thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Of products that Apple has ever had.
It's still sort of like the stepchild.
Each one of these play a very
important role. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend stepchildren out there, but you know what I mean.
People need different types of technology.
I'd love to see them show pride in the Mac Mini.
We all do different things. In fact, many of us and many of our customers use more than one of our products every day. Sometimes you want to sit at your desk in front of a huge, beautiful, immersive screen packed with powerful technology. And we've made that much better today with the Retina 5K screen for iMac. Sometimes you want to take that powerful technology with you wherever you go. And we've made our notebooks even better this year with MacBook Air and MacBook Pro. Sometimes you want to be close to your content, touching it. And we've made that experience even better today with the iPad Air 2, more powerful and incredibly thin. Sometimes you want to hold that powerful technology in the palm of your hand. And there's no better thing for
sometimes
your hand
you want it lashed
than
to your
iPhone
arm.
6 and iPhone 6 Plus. And soon, you can wear that powerful technology right on your wrist. Now, this incredible lineup of products and the ecosystem that supports them is something only Apple can create. They're designed to be incredible products individually, but they're also designed to work together seamlessly. And because we create both the hardware and the software, we can deliver something that no one else can do. A
massive
simple,
profits.
Intuitive, and yes, a magical experience for our customers. This is our vision of personal technology, and we are just getting started. I'd like to thank all the teams at Apple that have worked so hard for not only this year, much of what you see here is multi-years of work to bring these products out
thing.
On top of all the other things that you've seen during the day. They are doing the best work
Apple
of their
TV,
lives.
Apple TV, never mentioned. No.
And I and the executive team
That's
really appreciate
year.
It.
Well, will it be next year or will it be never?
I want to invite all of you to come across the hall to get your eyes on this Retina 5K display. You're not going to believe it. It's killer. And to hold the iPad Air and see how thin and powerful it is.
Do
We've
they
also
say what
have
the
a
availability
station set up
for
next
years?
Door so that you can try out Apple
start,
Pay if you haven't
pre-ordering
tried it yet.
Tomorrow.
Today,
yeah,
tomorrow.
You can
That's
be among
tomorrow.
The first to buy something.
And a week on. Later.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for joining us.
So Tim Cook wraps up the Apple October special event, one of really only three times a year Apple tells us anything, at WWDC, the September iPhone event, and what is normally an iPad event in October this year, a little bit more than the iPad.
I wouldn't even really say the emphasis was on iPad in this event. It really seemed like a good 45 minutes of stuff we already knew. iPads.
Awfully long time spent on that.
It seems to me in different product areas, they lurched forward in the past, and now they're bringing everything up to parity. They're bringing the iPad up to parity with the iPhone in some respects. They're bringing Retina to the iMac.
They did that last year, though. They updated every single product in the product line last year at this October event, in fact, as I remember. Is that right, Andy?
I can't.
They announced
recall.
The new Mac Pro. I remember they touched every product line except
the
Mini.
The new Mac Pro was at WWDC. That's when they first announced it.
Right.
They didn't ship until for a while there.
Okay.
I don't think that they did a soup to nuts upgrade of everything back then because they were also doing interim bump upgrades to the MacBooks at that time. And they didn't. I don't think they mentioned the Mac Mini at all back then.
So let me recap in order of when you can get stuff. So today you can get Yosemite. It'll be on the App Store for free for all Macintoshes going back a couple of years. I don't know. They didn't say what how far back. But today you can get Yosemite. Monday, iOS 8.1 and Apple Pay ship. Tomorrow you can order a new iPad Air.
I presume at midnight.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. Yeah, I would guess midnight.
I would assume.
You won't get it for a week, but pre-orders are opening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
I already see the update in for the operating system.
So the internet's now going to break.
Yes.
As everybody all at once tries to put Yosemite. Yeah, I see it too. Do I see it? No, I don't see it. Son of a... And then... so the new iPad Air 2 does add Touch ID, an 8-megapixel camera. In fact, a camera it looks to spec-wise to be the same as the camera in the iPhone 6, a new FaceTime camera that didn't specify the resolution, Touch ID as well. Also a new Mini, but the Mini is a 5-megapixel camera.
Right.
Touch ID as
They barely talked about the Mini.
They said, and there's a Mini.
Yeah. It was just sort of thrown in the lineup.
They pushed how much thinner the iPad Air 2 is. They didn't mention that on the Mini. So we don't know.
To what extent do we think that not emphasizing the Mini is a way to not take away sales from the iPhone 6 Plus? because they're getting to the point where they're
starting to be some overlap at this
point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think they're almost, it's almost as if they're giving or sending that part of the market over to the 6 Plus.
I don't know. I don't think that anyone's ever been confused as to what the iPhone can do that the iPad can't. I mean, the iPhone is a phone. The iPad Mini is not.
Screen sizes are unchanged, so you can see the range here. This is the this is last year's now, but this is the Mini and an iPhone. Here we go.
But
and
I think iPhone it goes 6 the other with the direction. Mini.
There's still a quite a distinction.
If you but if you have an iPhone 6 Plus, you're not going to go out and buy a Mini. You would be crazy to do.
Really?
That.
No,
I don't think you want to call people crazy that might want both. They are two different things. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm still not going to read a long-form article even on my huge iPhone 6 Plus. On a Mini makes a lot more sense. That size does matter.
Apple also announced a new iMac and a new Mac Mini, which we're very pleased to see.
Mm-hmm.
The new iMac is kind of a stunning 5K 27-inch iMac. The highest resolution display out there. $2,500 a starting point. And given that Dell is selling a 5K display for the same price without a computer, it seems like actually a fairly aggressive price.
It does.
They dropped the price $100 across the board on the Mac Mini. That's very good. Now a starting price of $499. And as you pointed out, Andy, that might be the most important announcement, at least getting people back into the Mac fold. And now we know what the invitation, it's been way too long, man. Mm-hmm. It was the Mini and the Macintosh.
And I think that Apple is clearly well aware that the iPad has lost market share. Quite a bit, you know, over the last 4.5 years since the tablet revolution started. But being able to bundle it in with some actual really good announcements, 5K iMac screen, new Mac Mini, which is something that you know people actually wanted, and then new iPads makes it a lot harder to say, well, the iPad wasn't really. Mm-hmm. Right. Updated that much, this has been lackluster. And I think that probably going forward, they'll continue to do that.
A lot of the tension on the air, though. And as you pointed out, just a quick mention of the iPad Mini. And somebody in the chat room, I want to confirm this, says that they said it was the A7 in the iPad Mini, that they're not. Is that correct? It's the A8X is the new processor in the iPad Air with the new motion coprocessor, the M8. If that's the case, that they're not updating the processor on the Mini, I think that would lend credence to what you're saying, Mike, that they just don't see much of a market.
You know, they're really making an effort to make sure that the high-end thing is way high-end. If you look at the iPhones, I mean, the iPhone 6 Plus has additional benefits beyond just the big size, including the optical stabilization. And even all the way up to the iMac, only the high-end iMac has a Retina. Within the tablets, there's significant improvements in the processor and also the camera that is not available in the smaller one. So the larger devices, they're making a point of saying that the larger devices always have stuff beyond just largerness.
Yeah. And yes, Jeff Needles is confirming that the iPad Mini 3 has a powerful A7.
Yeah.
Chip, so they really didn't do much to update it. They added Touch ID to both of those iPads. They're going to continue to sell, by the way, the older iPads, giving them a low price point, the lowest price point of $249 for, what was that for, the original iPad Mini?
Right. It's interesting that they're keeping an original non-Retina iPad anywhere in the price line.
Remember they did last year, though, with the iPad 2. Really couldn't figure out why they were selling
it. Yeah, I mean, it's weird. They must have a market for it, that they have some sort of guarantees in place that they have to sell it that way.
Perhaps education.
Maybe education. I can't. It's maybe they're a little bit, I wouldn't say intimidated, but at least highly aware of competition from smaller Android tablets. Although in the past, I don't think they've had any trouble saying, well, look, you know, yes, ours cost about 20% more than the competition, but ours are at least 80% better than the competition. So we're okay with charging that much more.
Yeah.
I also think
that's an interesting point.
Yeah. I think people make too big of a deal of Apple's declining market share in tablets, too, because what it's being compared against is a weird, unique situation in the history of consumer electronics where they were so dominant for 2 years after you know, 2010, 2011, all the way through, there was nobody else. There was literally, they had no serious competition in that market. You've never seen a new product dominate a new category like the iPad did. And of course, they're going to lose market share because, of course, the Android devices are coming out. There's no way they could maintain the market share they had in that market. And so I think it's overstated. They're doing very well with iPads.
It may also be that people don't, because phones are getting bigger, don't really feel the need for a tablet. I think the tablet market might have stalled out in general.
I think it closely mirrors, you know, how often someone will buy a new MacBook, a lot more than a new iPhone.
Right. I see. Because it's essentially a computer.
You don't need one every year. Every few years. Yeah. That sort of thing. That's kind of how I feel about my current iPad. You know, the new iPads look great, but I...
Is Touch ID and a better camera enough to drive you? Certainly not thinner.
I think that the better camera is going to be more important to people than Touch ID. Touch ID is great, but you don't, you know, it's not going to impede your iPad experience too much.
I love the fact that they have their low-end devices being the old device. There's something very elegant about that, rather than the sort of Samsung approach where you have this huge range of brand new devices, brand new cheap ones that have never hit the market before, brand new high-end ones, whereas Apple just kind of leaves a trail as they move forward in time, and that's an efficient way to offer a range of prices and capabilities.
Andy?
I was just going to say that the tablets are unique because it's a sometimes computer, not like a phone, not like a laptop, which is an always computer. And people are still, I think, feeling their way around what the role of a tablet is going to be. Look how much stock Kindle is putting into their new Kindle Voyage, making a premium version of a Paperwhite ebook reader, because I think that there's a niche for people who just want something that's highly optimized towards reading. I think it also kind of is a nod towards how Android's whole message about their tablets is that we don't want you to think of this as a glorified ebook reader. We're not even going to try to tell you to what is your verse today, what song are you going to sing with our tablets. That no, here's a we're charging a few hundred bucks for this thing, but you're going to get a lot of value out of it because it is in many ways as good as a notebook, which is not something that's not true of the iPad, but it's not something that Apple seems to be emphasizing with the iPads.
The other thing that's interesting is that, of course, every consumer electronics manufacturer who's making a product that's been around for a few years has to grapple with the commoditization of each category. Phones become commoditized. Tablets become commoditized. Tablets become commoditized very quickly because it's basically a slab of glass. So, yes, it's thinner. Yes, it has better this, better that. But still, they're facing this commoditization process, and that's why continuity is so important to Apple. It's not just that whether the iPhone is a better phone. If you're in the Apple universe using iCloud, using Continuity, then you can't have an iMac, a MacBook Pro with Retina, an iPad, and then an Android phone. They don't want you to be able to do that. They want you to feel compelled to have each component of your consumer electronics universe be an Apple product because of continuity and because of iCloud.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. I think that's about what we expected. Really no surprises. The only question, Mark, at all was what have we waited a long time for? And I think we now know it's a mini update and perhaps an iMac update. Although the iMac isn't particularly old, the previous version. And I presume they're going to continue to sell those. Final thoughts, anybody? Sarah?
Well, I'm excited about a gold iPad.
I like gold.
Gold iPad Air 2. Yes. I'm starting to get confused. We got a Mini 3, an Air 2. Okay. The numbers are staying. I'm excited about that. I am one of those nerd people who takes a variety of photos with her iPad, and I will not apologize for that. And I'm glad that the output's going to be better. In general, really, it's the photo editing and video editing to some extent on my iPad that I find it to be an absolute joy. And some of that is pictures that I took on my iPhone that I'm pulling in through PhotoStream. So, to have all of this work seamlessly is really where iOS shines. And Touch ID is nice as well. I'm probably not going to spring for a $2,500 Retina iMac. But by looking at my own Twitter stream, especially people who have jobs in design, it sounds like a lot of people will.
Yeah.
I would really want to look at the performance before I'd rush out to buy one. I'm a little concerned. That's an awful lot of pixels, 14.7 megapixels to push. Remember, and it's not beyond Apple to release a screen that it can't drive. Remember the iPad 3, which a lot of people complained was sluggish. I would, before you run to the store, and apparently you can get this today, you might want to go to the actual Apple store and play with it a little bit and make sure that it isn't a little bit sluggish.
Because, again, the people who would be most impressed by such a nice screen may tend to be industry professionals who don't want anything sluggish because performance is of utmost importance.
I have a 4K, not admittedly not an Apple 4K display on my Mac Pro, and it is there are issues. There's tearing. There's some slowness. There's some slowdowns, and they became more pronounced with Yosemite. But, of course, that's a beta, so we'll see what happens with the release.
It is also true, though, that in general, despite glitches and performance issues in the early versions, in general, once you go to a super high-resolution screen, you can't go back. And so this is one of the benefits of these Apple. Like I've experienced that where I tested one and then went back to my Mac, and I was ready to shell out for a Retina.
Yeah, be careful about going to look at it.
You can't go back.
Don't look at it, Mary. Don't look at it. Yeah.
I also think we were talking about it earlier and kind of joking around about it early, but the sort of stealth preemptive promo for China, the iPhone in China, was very clear. That, you know, Tim Cook was posing in front of a flag of the, right. the Chinese flag for a long time to give every, because that's the picture that's going to be in all the press. Yeah. And they made a big pitch again for the phones without people thinking, why are they doing this? It's for China. They need China to be huge. They have a lot of challenges in China. And so they're using this event in part to, number one, push phones in China. Number two, get everybody thinking about Apple before the holiday season. And, not a whole lot of surprises. I think it's clear that the biggest surprise is that they didn't use the T word, TV. And so it's like, you know, the name of this event could have been, well, it's going to continue to be a long time. But it's like it raises serious questions about what's going to happen with that TV. It's been so long since they upgraded it. Everybody else is moving pretty fast, lining up deals. You know, Amazon's got a big push for games and children's content. Where is Apple in all this? They're going to go through another holiday season with nothing to really offer to people. For the holiday season for their TVs, it seems like there's something weird there.
Well, I mean, as opposed to what holiday seasons when they did,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just this is just not Apple's forte.
Yeah.
Well, but they've been making really clear signs that they're distancing themselves around from the classical description of the Apple TV as a hobby. And I think the first year, or it might have been late last year, but very recently, the first time they've actually mentioned numbers on how many of these Apple TVs they're selling, or at least how much revenue they're creating. And that's the level of attention that product gets when it starts making with $1 billion dollars a year and generating money for the cause. You're right that it's kind of odd that they seem to be letting Roku run away with it. They're letting Google start to run away with it. They're letting all these other companies develop loyalty. At this point, I've got my Roku 3 before coming in here. I've got an Apple TV and a Roku 3 hooked up to the good TV in the living room. I only ever fire up the Apple TV when I need something specifically Apple, which is almost nothing. And so people just develop this loyalty towards this one thing. And it's not because I love the Roku. It's because this is working great for me. Why would I switch to something else? So I think that they might run a risk of letting the ball run right past them without having to take a swing at it. We also didn't see Retina MacBook Airs, which is I don't think anybody really expected to see that. Nothing about larger iPads, but again, I don't think anybody seriously expected to see that. It really does lend a different perspective into the first half of this whole talk, where they really did recap iOS. They really did recap everything they talked about last month and the month before, trying to present a case that we're creating a suite, a collection of hardware that goes and operating systems that work really, really well together. So I think that when they do make an announcement about the Apple TV, it is going to be almost its whole event. It's not going to be, you know, here's the end of the year. Let's drag everything out of the hopper that we haven't talked about yet in the previous things, because so many bullet points: gaming, streaming video, HomeKit, even HealthKit, really, iBeacons, that are really tidily solved and addressed by having this cool $99 box somewhere connected to your TV set. It's too big a thing, and the Apple TV right now is too far behind everything else for them to be any other answer but Apple is going to be doing something big, 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 big with Apple TV.
Well said.
I also think this is an Apple that is a little bit chastened by the market and has finally offered a $499 Mac. I can't remember a $499 Mac. It's been a long time. They have offered lower cost $250 iPads. This is an Apple that sees people being very price sensitive and is trying to offer a product.
I think, honestly, of all the things that we talked about today and really over the last month, I'm most excited about Apple Pay. And that has nothing to do with hardware.
Yeah.
I am thrilled, and I hope it works as seamlessly as it's being promised to us.
Well, people who really know what they're talking about are very impressed by it, and yeah. I think the people who should be most thrilled are Apple shareholders, because this is going to launch their revenue into the stratosphere.
Yeah. Also, it's exactly the product I think Apple really wants to be into for the next 5 or 10 years, which is not just trying to sell you a shiny piece of object, but to have a piece of the infrastructure that runs the world. So if they can now be like their own credit card company, where they are just, it doesn't matter whether you buy a new phone or not, or buy a new laptop or not, you are using this service and making our entire portfolio more valuable. That's just as important, I think, as starting the iTunes store. Which it certainly helps to sell hardware, and that's a big effect of it. But it also means that they've got another. Imagine a world map like in Risk, and you just want to take that crayon and color in whatever parts of it are not currently colored in by Apple. And transactions are certainly like Northern Africa as a continent. That this is a big thing we have not filled in yet. Now here's China. Let's fill in China, because that's a big market that we've barely even touched. Because they're making a lot of money, but they're starting to look for places where they haven't even. They're looking for pockets and sofa cushions they haven't even rummaged through yet. And there's still a lot of potential left.
The Apple Store is back up online. I've ordered a 27-inch iMac. We'll have that for review. They say October 28th to the 30th. So we'll let you know about the speed on Before You Buy and Mac Break Weekly. And we'll probably get some iPads in the house by next week. I hope not in time for iPad Today next Monday, but the following Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sarah Lane, iPad. Go ahead.
Can you use that as a display for your Mac Pro?
Ah, I bet you can.
Yeah. The other iMacs. Yeah. That would be an interesting display of strength.
Yeah. It gives you an extra CPU just in case.
If you're going to buy a 5K display anyway, hey, let's get a whole other Mac out of the deal instead of buying a Dell.
Right. Sarah Lane, i5 for the iPhone, iPad Today, and Tech News Tonight. Thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. I wouldn't miss it.
And I think we'll be seeing new iPads on iPad Today a week from Monday.
Gold.
Gold? All right.
Yeah. Well, gold. You do what you like, but...
I do like that gold.
I consider myself kind of a golden girl.
Mike Elgin, he is the host of TNT, and we'll be here back every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1700 UTC, at least until November 2nd, and then we will shift for daylight for Pacific Standard Time. But we'll tell you that when that happens. November 2nd is when we get our special
awesome
change. Andy Anacco is the host of Mac Break Weekly. He writes at the Chicago Sun-Times. Also hosts Notco's Almanac at the 5x5 Network. Great to have you here today. Thank you, Andy.
This is a good one to be sitting at a nice table with a beverage, I think. Yeah. If I'd flown 3,000 miles for this, there's lots of great news, but I don't think anybody who lives more than 300 miles away from San Francisco needed to make the trip for that.
I agree with you. Thank you, Andy. Thank you all for joining us. This concludes our coverage of Apple's October 2014 special event. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.